All right, Tom Likens is with us, ladies and gentlemen.
I talk about the issues you really care about.
Yeah, well, this is one of them.
Never got a radio talk show. This is a radio talk program that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No. I am your host. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-TOM.
1-800-500-8666666.
Wait, what are you... From Los Angeles.
All right, now...
Yeah.
By the way, how's the Saturday afternoon show going?
I've enjoyed the Tasting Room, the wine show. We talk about wine. I don't know about you, Tim. But I really like red wine.
Oh, you do, over white.
That's my preference. I love... sound wine makes when it leaves the bottle. I enjoy a nice, sophisticated glass of wine.
Now, red wine, is that always served at room temperature?
I like it served at room temperature, and I like it with a nice steak.
Oh, you do?
It'd be very romantic.
And white wine is chilled, is that correct?
Yeah, right you are.
See, I know my
right wine. You are, yes, you're very right about that.
Now, there's also a blush, right?
Well, that, yeah, so let's pour a little bit of that wine, shall we?
Wow, look at that. I brought wine with you.
The Tom Likens Show. Divorce that bitch. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number.
But Tom, we were just talking about wine.
Let's go back to Saturday afternoon. Do you like Bordeaux, Tim?
I don't really care much for wine. But,
when
listening to your show on Saturday, you really make it sound great.
Really? I get very close to the microphone. I'm very soft-spoken.
Yeah. Me and my wife wanted to ask you what you recommend.
Well, I recommend a nice Bordeaux. Yes, okay. I do.
Now, do you recommend that my wife and I split a bottle?
I recommend you make her pay for half of that bottle.
What?
If that bitch wants that wine, she's going to pay for it.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
1-800-5800-TOM.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
The Tom Likens Show.
Wait, you're talking about my wife. I mean, you know her. We're all friends.
They're all the same, Tim.
All complete bitches, huh?
Yes.
All right. So
yes,
I should kick her to the curb?
Well, it depends. Maybe if it's Saturday afternoon. And you guys want to have a nice romantic dinner?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, I really love this woman.
Yes.
I want to spend a lot of money on her.
Well, I recommend you do that.
Is that right?
Recommend
nice big
you
bottle
do that.
How much do you recommend I spend on a bottle of wine with my wife?
$150, $200.
Is that right?
Really? Got a nice white wine. We got to have some chicken.
Yeah.
Do you like chicken, too?
I love chicken. I like it. Pork, too. What goes with pork?
I love pork. On the Tom Likens Show, I am paid for no less than 5 abortions.
Wait a minute.
1-800-5800-TOM.
I was just asking you about the wine and
don't you
and
think
chicken.
Abortion is the right decision sometimes?
Well, I you know, my wife
then
is 8
why
months.
Would you want to throw away half of your money? Why do you want to do that?
But my wife, we were talking about my wife.
Probably
she's 8
too
months.
Many men in this country are pussified.
that's not me.
Oh,
I mean,
no, it is you. It's you and it's every other loser. Yes, it is.
So I should just kick her to the curb, huh?
No, don't do that.
I should just kick that bitch out of my life?
No, treat her to a nice red wine.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds better.
And a little...
Where do you recommend we go eat?
I recommend maybe you go to the Palm.
Oh, Palm's beautiful.
Yes, yeah, so you got a nice porterhouse or T-bone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sounds very romantic.
You like a T-bone?
Yeah. Now, are you romantic?
I am romantic. On Saturday, when I do the tasting room, I'm very romantic.
Yeah, will you spend a little couple bucks on dinner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Money is no object when it's a woman you love.
Well, I certainly love this Jennifer.
Well, then make her pay for half of everything.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't be a pussy, Tim.
Wait a minute. I earn a lot of money. I mean, not a lot of money, but enough money to cover a dinner once in a while.
Don't be... a pussy.
Well, I don't think I am.
1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number on the Tom Likens Show. This is Tim. Hello.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah.
Listen, I got to be honest with you, man. I really love this woman. I want to marry her and have kids.
I'm going to take you out bog style. Are you having chicken for dinner tonight?
Well, I didn't. Yeah, actually, we are.
You know what I like with chicken? I like a nice Chardonnay. You
oh,
like Chardonnay,
yeah, Chardonnay's
Tim?
Beautiful.
Yes.
So I should kick this bitch right out of my life.
No, 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 don't do that.
You know,
does she make you happy?
Yeah, she does. She makes me very happy.
Well, then you treat her like the princess she is.
Is that right?
Treat her like the queen that she is.
All right, well, I'm going to start doing that.
You should do that.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually buy her a car.
You don't. That's a big mistake, spending that kind of money on a woman.
Well, you just said if she, you know, if you love her, to spend any kind of money on her whatsoever.
If you buy a woman a car, you may as well chop off your testicles and put them in the glove box.
Wait a minute. So I should just not buy her the car and just say, you know, whatever you're driving right now, you bitch, that's what you keep driving, right?
You buy her whatever she wants.
What? But you just said...
that you buy her a safe car.
The testicles...
safety is number one. You don't want anything happen to that sweet little princess.
You get a safe car with the airbags and the side bags.
Yes, you do. A driver's side dual airbags.
So I should spend about 50 grand?
Spend whatever... you need to spend to make her happy.
I think I'm going to get her a Lexus RX 330 because those are very expensive. You've talked me into it. I'm
going to
spend about 50.
Make her take the bus.
What?
I mean, who does she think she is driving around a $50,000 vehicle?
Wait a minute, she's my wife.
She can get on the bus like all the others.
Well, it certainly saves some money.
You certainly would.
Yeah.
Why do you want to give away half everything you make?
That's true. I never thought about
that. Why do you want to give away half everything you earn?
You know what, Tommy? You're absolutely right. I'm going to get her a bus pass and tell her she's going to get on that bus until she can pay afford her own car.
You know what you should give her?
What?
Give her a bus pass and a nice kick in the ass.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call her right now and tell her ass is on the bus.
Don't do that.
Because I'm not paying jackass for a car.
No, you don't want to do that.
She can go...
Tim, you don't want to do that. Chivalry is not dead.
Now, wait a minute.
It is not dead.
So she shouldn't be on the bus.
She should not be on that if she's your wife, the mother of your child.
What do you recommend me doing?
I recommend you put her in a nice, safe SUV. Maybe the Acura MDX.
They're very expensive. You said not to spend any money.
Well, you make the money. You can spend it on those who mean the most to you.
Like my wife and my kid.
And don't forget to buy her a nice bottle of wine.
Now,
so you can have a nice meal.
So maybe my wife and I and my kid could come over to your place for dinner?
And if she steps that line, you crack that wine bottle over her head.
What?
Wait a minute. Tom is our telephone number. You show her who wears the pants, Tim.
Well, that's the exact opposite.
The problem with you is you're pussified.
I'm not pussified.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
All right, so you don't recommend me, you recommend me maybe splitting up?
Yes. I recommend you never get together in the first place.
So I should call her right now and break up with her.
Call her right now.
All right, thanks, Dad.
Tell her it's over. You're welcome, my son.
Thank you, Tom.
From Los Angeles.
Tom, you are the best.
The Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show.
Breakfast in the morning, 66 WNBC.
I gotta say, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Oh, 15. How'd I get to the station?
I took train, and I came in here all by myself.
Well, I'm gonna give you a tour of the station. I'll show you how everything works.
Oh, well, I would love that. Now, when I call the station, and somebody answers the phone and says, what do you want to talk to the host about? Where does that person sit?
Oh, that person, a phone screener. Sit over there on a phone on hold.
Oh, really? And when I hear you play the music, and you talk and stop talking right before the singers start to sing, how do you do that?
Well, then I don't know. I mean, I just do it, for God's sake. I don't want to really edit some commercials in here.
Really? So all of the commercials are edited in here? Or you do some of that is done outside the station?
No, it's all done inside, right over here. How old are you again?
I'm 15. I can't thank you enough, Mr. Ivins, for giving me this tour. It is unbelievable.
Well, I appreciate you listening to the station. I appreciate you coming to the station.
Thank you.
I just want to apologize if I didn't say anything out of hurt your feelings. I'm watching that basketball team. I'm playing those girls with tattoos.
Yes. Well, thank you for the tour. Thank you, Mr. Imus.
No, it's a six minutes out after the hour.
I have a question.
Damn it. Jesus Christ, let's get the hell out of here.
When you give the time, and there's a duck sound that says quack, quack, do you do that by yourself, or does somebody make that sound for you?
Well, that sounds on tape.
Oh, really? Can I see the tape?
Well, no, you didn't see the goddamn tape. It's on the tape.
Really? And can I meet the person who plays the tape? Where do they sit? Do they sit by the person who answers the phone when I call in?
Well, they sit over there, do they?
Oh, really? And they hit all of the buttons, the commercials go on by themselves, or they have to hit the button to start the commercial?
Well, I don't have to hit the goddamn button in the commercial. I'm trying to the commercial, but I don't know.
Really? Oh, boy. Is there anyone here throughout the night, or just the disc jockey who plays the music? Is he the only one here? And Is there anybody here throughout the night, or just the guy who plays all of the songs? And you play songs that you want to play, or is it already determined what you would play?
Well, it's already determined. I was 15 years old. I haven't given you a tour this day. I don't pick the music.
Oh, so when I call and make a request, is that really a request? I mean, can you really play my song, or is it already determined what you'll play and what you won't play? There.
The Tom Likas Show.